I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep us stuck. The mission of Smashing the Plateau is helping solopreneur experts build more stable and consistent recurring revenue in their business. Smashing the Plateau is part of the Best Network, providing expert individual and team mentorship, peer support, and curated educational content that reinforces and expands our goal of the show, helping solopreneur experts get the recurring revenue they deserve. To learn more about us and Best Network and schedule time to speak with me about how to smash your plateau, go to smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. That's smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. Today, I'm pleased to welcome back Ivy Slater. Ivy is a business coach, speaker, author, and podcast host. After owning and operating a seven-figure printing business, she started Slater Success Coaching, now in its 10th year. Slater Success Coaching focuses on developing great leaders and facilitating business growth and expansion. Ivy holds masterminds and retreats with her private client base and corporate training on communication and strategic planning. She speaks nationwide on the topics of leadership, money, and sales. Ivy, welcome back to the show.
David, it's a pleasure to be back.
So last time you were on the show, which was way back in episode 214, it's like almost 200 episodes ago. We talked about overcoming self-doubt and team building, and also what it was like for you to start a printing business in a male-dominated industry, and how you became a business coach to help others achieve the kind of success that you had accomplished. And you and I happened to reconnect at the New Media Summit in San Diego recently, and I'm just wondered a little bit. You want to hear a little bit about what's new with you since you were last on Smashing the Plateau almost 2 years ago.
So a bunch of great new things going on with Slater Success and obviously going on with me. Here's a smattering. Launching a new website, which is a labor of love and also an activity that really gets you to kind of take a step outside your business and see not just where you are, but where do you want to be next? And as much as I do that for other companies, it's important to do for your own. And that's what this process has pushed me to do. So that's one new thing coming up. We launched our own podcast earlier this year. We launched Her Success Story.
Welcome to the club.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it. I had a lot of trepidation. I will tell you, 2.5 years ago, I decided to do a podcast at some point. I even took part of my team and we did a podcasting class together and took all the information and put it in the bottom of a drawer. And said, no, not yet. It seems like a lot of work. I'm out. Anyway, we do team retreats twice a year. And this past fall, one of my team members said, hey, Ivy, what about a podcast? You know, what is it time to like pull it out of the drawer? And we talked about it and we talked about the process, the components, the how it would fit into our marketing plan. What was the reasoning and the goals behind doing it? Would I like it? Would I enjoy it? Number one thing, it's really important for me to enjoy my business. And I said, yeah, let's do this. And I have to say, David, thank you for, you know, having me on your podcast, what was probably a couple of years ago already, or 200 episodes, because, you know, it has been being on other people's podcasts that have kept it in the think tank and actually then caused me to take action to do it. And I'm absolutely loving it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And tell me a little bit about the show and what kinds of topics you discuss, who's on the show, et cetera.
So we're really focusing, it's called Her Success Story. And I think it's time for everybody to just hear men and women, women and men, of the success stories of where women are and what we accomplish. And it's sometimes their business, sometimes their life, sometimes their personal. I interviewed a woman the other day who, quote unquote, technically failed on Shark Tank. So she was on Shark Tank, didn't get a shark to bite, yet from the experience have built a full global business from that experience. And, you know, I met her and she's like, you know, just like another cool lady down in the Lower East Side around the corner from where my daughter lives. And I was like, we had a great conversation. And, you know, I kept highlighting what she was saying. I was like, guys, these are teaching moments. You have to do this. You have to do this. And it was just in a matter of sharing her story and her journey that there's so much to learn.
It sounds great. And have you found to be the connection between the podcast and your own business?
Oh, that's a good question. So the connection with the podcast and my own business is 100%, it's a marketing tool. Okay. It keeps me connecting with new people who want exposure. So whether it be potential clients, whether it be potential referral sources, whether it be somebody having me speak somewhere, for instance, so let's back that up concept to actually process and fact. I spoke at an event through this, an event. I connected with somebody and she invited me to her corporation's had a huge annual women's event, about 350 women. She invited me as her guest. By being her guest, I'm now at the executive women's table. There were two tables of the executive women's for this national company. I'm at that table speaking to the woman who does all the women's initiatives. And she asked me something about content. So I said, oh, do you struggle with content for this work? She goes, yeah, it's something where I was looking at. I said, you know, I have a blog and a blog newsletter that comes out every week. We do a short video every week. And by the way, have you heard my podcast, her success story? She goes, oh my goodness. Like the next day, you know, she's like, oh, I listened to three episodes already. I'm loving it. And she goes, I'd like to talk to you about speaking at another one of our events and maybe being a contributor in other ways. I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, and for her, she goes, it was just so easy as I was getting ready in my hotel room to throw on the podcast as opposed to sit down and read blogs or newsletters. And I love the interaction. And all of a sudden, opportunity is developing just because I was able to mention in all this synergy of, oh, and there's a podcast. And she immediately took action because it's easy.
Yeah.
If you're in the car, it's easy. If you're on your phone, if we're in New York and I'm, you know, getting to the subway, it's easy to throw on a few minute podcast.
It is very easy. And you're totally right. I mean, I've experienced the same thing where I've made connections with people. I've gotten invited to events and conferences, been invited to speak as a result of having my podcast. The other thing I found is I find that I learn a lot from my guests and I'm able to point clients to episodes where I have a guest that talks about a particular problem that they've solved that relates to something that a client's dealing with. And it's just another resource that I can provide that I already have that's really easy for me to send a client a link and say, listen to this episode. You'll hear how so-and-so solved this problem. And I think you'll find it really useful. And it's a great tool in so many ways.
I can't agree more. I'm so glad I jumped in. I'm not a person who ever has, you know, I don't believe in regrets. It's like we made a decision 2.5 years ago to, okay, we learned some stuff, we tabled it. And do I have regrets that I didn't jump in sooner? Hey, what is that going to get me? I'm loving that we jumped in now. We did other marketing things in the last 2 years. Great. We're doing this now. I'm absolutely loving, you know, and I said, and truly, David, like my number one thing in my business, and it doesn't that I really have to like or love what I do. And that doesn't mean we don't all have grunt work in our own businesses. You know, I'm not telling you, you know, we always like when we pay our bills, although I actually really do enjoy paying my bills because I feel like I can pay my bills.
Yeah, it's good to have the money to do it.
Exactly. And that it goes back, ties a little bit to the recurring revenue. But to be able to like the majority. You know, of course, we all have a responsibility. We all have to do things. I've been a business owner for 25 plus years in round numbers. Yes, I've had to let people go. Do I enjoy doing that? No. Do I enjoy doing my business? Yes. And I always look at things that I'm adding to my business as the number one criteria of, gee, am I going to like this? I'm going to enjoy it. I don't take work with clients. Number one rule of thumb is I have to like you.
Yeah, it's really important. Really important. So, Ivy, who is it that you serve? Who are the kinds of people that you serve the most?
So funny you ask that. So in our basic outline, we serve growing women leaders. Okay. Women leaders who are making it, made it on the path to and in the journey of success. Okay. You could be a director, a senior VP, a CEO. We work with a lot of C-suites. We also work with a lot of business owners or entrepreneurs who've been in business for a while and are on scaling and growth mode, whether sometimes your business has gotten stagnant or sometimes you're ready for, you know, we've done this, this, and that. We're ready to go to the next level. What's really interesting and why I kind of giggled when you asked that question is it's been a very unusual, I'd say in the last 6 months, more men have come out of the woodwork with interest in working with us than our previous 10 years in business. And I don't have an answer. Like people say, so why do you think that is? I'm like, gee, not sure. We can hypothesize a little bit, but it's been very, very cool to see.
Fascinating. And what are some of the problems that you solve with them?
So I could tell you, I'll give you a little story. We just finished work with a director in a global company. I'll give you two stories so you kind of see the two different sides of what we do here. We just completed work with the director of a global company. He got back last year. He got passed over for a promotion, completely devastated, been with the company over 15 years, worked his way out, worked his way up. And I have just tossed in a man here. At the completion of our work, a week and a half ago, I just got a message from him that he is now assistant vice president of this global company, going to be spending time in various national and international offices as a result, which was part of his goals. And he's doing fabulous. His next request was, I'd like you to work with some of my team. So that's one outlook. Another outlook of women-owned business that has been a client for several years. They came to me probably about 4.5 years ago, interior design firm. They just completed a $1 million renovation, which was really awesome. They were about to be published on the cover of Interior Design magazine with a 10-page spread. And financially, they were out of business. Both of them, which I did not know at the time, I knew one of them was pregnant. I didn't know both of them were pregnant, due 6 weeks apart. Husbands obviously thought the solution was to close the doors. Female owners were like, oh no, we're going to figure this out. I've worked with them for 4.5 years. We work on their strategic growth plan, which starts with a look at their financial perspective, where they are today, where they want to be, where that fits in with their life, because that has to come first, what you're looking for right now. They now know their moms and what lifestyle they want to create with this. Over the last 4.5 years, they have doubled their team, or more than doubled their team, crossed 7 figures at the end of last year. Are looking at larger space in New York because they are growing again. And, you know, that's where we go into the strategic growth and advising role, which is just so much fun for me. It's something that is very clear of growing my printing company for many, many years. It's very clear how to do that and have a life, which is really important. I did my printing business while I raised my kids in New York. So it's truly work that I love and enjoy. And I'm blessed to be able to do it.
Sounds great. Well, congratulations on everything that you've achieved. And let's talk a little bit about your business. Okay. What do you find works well to generate consistent, stable, recurring revenue?
Follow up. If you've been around the block for a while, okay, and you've been out there, you have amazing amount of relationships you've built. Are you truly staying connected to the relationships? Are you following up with the people? Are you, and I'm not saying checking in as far as sales always, but truly checking in with where they are now. Like following up with somebody that I've known for years and she has a young daughter. And I was like, hey, what are the plans for the summer? Be interested in people. Be interested in where they are. You can't just sell. You must create true long-lasting relationships. And that's where sales is a recovering revenue goal. Gold mine. It's in the relationships and working the relationships and staying connected. Like you and I reconnected at the New Media Summit, and now we're back recording again today.
Right. And we didn't need much introduction because we already know each other.
Correct.
That's a good example.
You know, and you and I have mutual people we know in New York City who've connected us.
That's right.
Are we both staying connected to them? That's where the recurring revenue comes from. It's not just, what can I sell today? What can I sell today? What can I sell today to people? It's building the solid relationships. That's the long-term goldmine of business.
Right. And in one way that I'm thinking about this as you're describing it is that if you think about your relationships as being ongoing, i.e., there's a recurring nature to it, to the communication, versus transactional, I'm only going to speak to this person one time and see what I can gain from that one call or that one conversation, and that's it. It's very different.
Absolutely. So now I'm going to admit, like, people are like, oh, Ivy, you really are crazy with numbers. So I did this activity. A few years ago, I did a webinar. I mean, probably a few years ago, probably maybe last year, a year and a half ago, whatever it was. And I did, and I was, you know, I'm all about relationships because how do you transition, you know, industries in New York? You don't just all of a sudden start over. You just build on the relationships you have. And so what I decided to do, I said, who do I know the longest? And I tracked that relationship over the years I've known her, and I tracked the numbers. And this one relationship has brought me personally 7 figures of sales off one relationship. There's value there.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. Ivy, what do you find is challenging as a small business owner?
I'd say I'm a great delegator and I still try to hold on to too much. I think, you know, small business owners, we want to be in control. There's a reference of when you open your business, you've birthed a child. And I think it's really important as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, not to be a helicopter parent. So I'd say I'm a damn good delegator, and I think I'm not a helicopter parent. And build yourself a damn good team, because my team calls me out on, oh, why are you holding on to this? We can do this. So knowing that you can delegate even more than you realize, and stay in your sweet spot, stay in what you're responsible for.
And it also sounds to me like you've created a culture of openness where your team members feel comfortable calling you out on things that they think you should hear.
Absolutely. I'm a collaborator by nature, and I believe in collaboration, there's huge growth potential. And I want to surround myself with people who have sweet spots that are not mine. So one of the main reasons, okay, one of the big conundrums for me of why, of holding back of starting a podcast, of the whole technical side was like, oh my God, I can't even think about this. I'm not a tech person. And I never even, you know, it was like, forget this. Not now, later, you know? And now I have a great tech person on my team. I have a great copywriter on my team. I have a great person who's really organized. I have a great person a bunch of them have great marketing heads. You know, why do I have to do it all? If they can contribute and collaborate, we can create, you know, an entire garden of genius. And if I, as a leader, can't listen to my team educate me, then what kind of leader am I? It means I'm closed off, I'm not open, I'm not listening, and I'm not willing to grow. I want people around me who could say, hey, that's a great idea, we can do this next. Or, hey, Ivy, you passed over this, I think you're missing something, let's talk about it. Or, Ivy, stop trying to do that, I got it, I'll check back in with you.
Really good points. Ivy, whom do you know personally who has done a remarkable job at smashing the plateau?
Oh, I know a bunch of great women. Oh my goodness. I was fortunate to have dinner last week with the founder and former CEO of TaskRabbit. I think she's pretty cool and pretty awesome.
And it's a great business.
It's a great business. It filled a great need. And one of her pearls of wisdom was, it wasn't a new idea, and it's not an idea others are not doing. And I love that she said this. It's a matter of, what are you doing with the idea? And I think, you know, there's tons of coaches, consultants, there's tons of gardeners out there. There's tons of food places out there. You don't have to be the only one. It's about what you're doing with what you have.
Great point.
So I think she's pretty, I thought she was pretty awesome. Getting to know her, we had dinner. She's going to be a guest coming up on her success story. So I'm not going to say her name, but you guys can figure it out.
Sounds good. What's coming up for you in the near future besides more podcast episodes?
More podcast episodes. coming up for me is the launch of the new site. I really feel like I'm birthing another child. And I'm too old for this, by the way. I think one of the things coming up for us is the launch of the new site. The other thing is I'm doing a lot more business. I do a lot of business travel. And one thing I did last year that is going to continue is I decided to work from California for a month. And that's going to be a rinse and repeat. And we're going to see how that kind of, this whole concept develops. You know, my kids are out of the house and I'm not as tied to being in New York full time. My husband kind of is. So his willingness to commute a little bit. And so I'm going to be playing with, gee, what can we do? We're also doing, do I say this, David, by saying this, I'm going to hold myself to this. Take a breath, Ivy. David, we blocked out, probably by the time this episode airs, I blocked out summer of 2018 to write book number two.
Ah, congratulations. Yeah, so then we have to have you back on when the book comes out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And my stomach, I think, dropped when I said it. I know it's just, the more I put it out publicly, the more it's like, oh, I blocked out the time on the calendar already.
You're right. You're going to do it, especially if you've already written book number one.
Yes.
Sounds great.
So there's a lot of new and exciting things.
Sounds great. Ivy, how can listeners learn more about you and follow you?
Easy. Go to SlaterSuccessCoaching.com. Let me know what you think of the new site by the time you listen to this. I want to hear, and you could tell me by checking us out on social media. We are on LinkedIn. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We're on Ivy Slater is on Instagram. In addition to that, check her success story. Listen to a few episodes, subscribe. You're going to hear some dynamic women and their stories. And we do a couple of series that are going to, not going to say too much about it now, but every few months we run a special series that has been really fun to develop. Again, an idea of my team, not an idea of mine.
Sounds great. Well, Ivy, thank you so much for coming back to be on Smashing the Plateau again. My guest today has been Ivy Slater, the president of Slater Success Coaching. Thank you again, Ivy, for joining us.
Thank you for having me, David.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau. The mission of Smashing the Plateau is helping solopreneur experts build more stable and consistent recurring revenue in their business. Smashing the Plateau is part of the Best Network, providing expert individual and team mentorship, peer support, and curated educational content that reinforces and expands our goal of the show, helping solopreneur experts get the recurring revenue they deserve. To learn more about us and Best Network and schedule time to speak with me about how to smash your plateau, go to smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. That's smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. We want to help you smash your plateau.